Imagine a mournful horn echoing across thousands of fantasy worlds. E. Gary Gygax, the co-creator of the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons, died this morning. He was 69. Gary Gygax was an icon to fans of the game who would show up at his home in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. What began as a fantasy game published in book form in the early 1970s eventually morphed and tumbled onto kitchen tables and dorm room floors. Players took on the characters of elves and dwarves, magicians and swordsmen, good and evil. D&D, as fans call it, is the granddaddy of popular online games that attract millions of gamers to the internet today. Stephen Chenault is owner of Troll Lord Games. He was a close friend of Gary Gygax and also his publisher. He joins us from Little Rock, Arkansas. And Mr. Chenault, what did Gary Gygax tell you about how he developed Dungeons & Dragons?
Well, he had many stories that he told, but any time he began talking about it, you could kind of see the roots of the game and all the games we play in Lake Geneva when he was 9 and 10 years old and playing make-believe with all of his friends.
Did he talk to you about what his expectations were when he developed the game? I mean, it turned into such a huge community that brought people together.
I think he knew he had something here that could really communicate to people, but I don't think he ever realized how large it would become.
What do you think it was about Dungeons & Dragons that made it catch on with so many people, especially with young men?
Well, I think it really hit its heyday before computer games were popular, and I think that, you know, as children we play make-believe games, cops, robbers, whatever, and I think that as we get a little bit older, that make-believe, we could still do that in a little bit more logical and cohesive form with Dungeons & Dragons and with all the other RPGs out there.
RPGs?
Role-playing games.
Okay. When fans would show up at his house in Wisconsin, what would he do? Would he have them come in? Would they play a game?
Unless he was ill, he would almost always invite them in, feed them if he could, and they would almost always play games because he loved games, and games of all stripes, not just role-playing games. And when people showed up at his house, they sat on the porch and gamed.
You know, I have to confess, I have never played Dungeons & Dragons myself. I think a lot of women would say the same thing. Did it bother Gary Gygax that there would be a stereotype of the Dungeons & Dragons player, maybe a sort of a geeky, awkward teenager?
Gary grew up in a different time, and I don't think he was surprised. In one of his autobiographical pieces I have, he discusses exactly that, why there weren't any girls, and it was a lot of the cowboys and Indians and, you know, cops and robbers games that they played as kids, the girls didn't play in, and I think it was kind of a natural offshoot in his kind of expectations that women didn't play. That said, in the last few years, a lot of females have joined the gaming community, both video and tabletop role-playing games, and he was always quite happy to hear such statistics.
Well, Stephen Chenault, thanks for talking to us about your friend and your colleague, Gary Gygax. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for taking the time to recognize him.
Stephen Chenault speaking with us from Little Rock, Arkansas. Gary Gygax died today at the age of 69. He had been suffering from a number of health problems in recent years. He's survived by his wife, Gail, and by six children.